Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ number 156. We're in the 13 things mentally strong couples do. Number 9 is they don't forget why they fell in love with one another. Or another way to put it is that they don't forget the beautiful qualities that drew them to each other. And that's so important. You know, we get caught up in the busyness of life. We forget why we fell in love. We forget why we appreciated so much the beautiful qualities in our spouse. And we start treating each other more like business partners initially. And then it sometimes deteriorates after that. The key is to get proactive. We have to recall why we love this person, the good qualities that we see in them, saw in them, the beautiful neshama within, the Tzelem Elokim within, and set time to think about it, why we love our spouse, why we should love our spouse, what to bring out their potential, to appreciate it. Very often it's kedai to keep a journal and write down what you love about your spouse and create that habit of telling them one thing that you really love about them each and every day. It turns the I love you into something more meaningful. Create a list of 10 things of why you are so happy that you married her, or you know, you could, and also you turn it to Hashem. You thank Hashem for it. Hakaras Hatayv. We talked about this a lot, about Hakaras Hatayv. It really shifts the negative pattern of our thoughts and emotions into a positive one. And if you could write a list, even before you're not comfortable yet showing it to your husband or wife, to write it to Hashem, all the beautiful things that they do for you, that Hashem provided for you through your spouse, that He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave you your spouse, gives you your spouse, and to write it down and to articulate it and to thank Hashem for it. And that creates that Hakaras Hatayv in the heart that will flow towards your spouse, and things will begin to shift for the better. So the key really is that it could be your spouse forgot why they fell in love with you. So don't take that personally. Don't take it personally if your spouse at this moment is a little more irritable, less loving. It may have more to do with something they're going through than anything you have done or their feelings towards you. It doesn't mean you sit back and wait. But you, again, take that responsibility to do some kindness, some loving action that could shift things and improve the relationship. To show appreciation for your spouse, bring up the good qualities in them, or even sometimes say it like this. You know, we often get so caught up in the day-to-day activity that we forget to take out the time. I forget to take out the time of how much I love you and why. And you start expressing that. And sometimes times change and the relationship shifts. So, you may not feel loved all the time, you know, busyness with the career, busyness with raising kids or hobbies or learning or even the learning and davening. Believe it or not, you know, it's meant to bring a couple closer, not further. So one really needs to really use this in a healthy way. It's important to help your spouse feel loved. That's the key to a secure relationship. Take time to talk about your feelings. Point out exactly what you love about your spouse. Give them your undivided attention. Ask them what would help them feel more loved. And don't be defensive. Like, I do that already, but listen. Listen to them. Show you're invested in hearing what they have to say. And just being heard could come a long way. And, you know, you may both agree that you lost sight over time of why you fell in love or why you really appreciate each other, and you make a priority to change this. The last thing you want to do is wait another 2 years, 5 years till you address the issue. You tackle it right now. Wherever you are, you tackle it right now. You talk about what held you together in the first place. You work together to find ways to bring up those feelings again, to experience this in life again. And you rejuvenate. If you used to go out together and have fun, go, even if you haven't done it in years, you work towards doing that again. It's a new pattern. You break that old pattern and you go out together and you spend time with each other, have that fun together, work together to revitalize the relationship. set out time once a month to look through old pictures, set out once a week to go out for dinner together or something like that. It's very, very important to do all of those things. Will you argue about things sometimes, division of labor, other things? Yeah, okay, it's normal. But you could solve your problems by arousing that warm feeling for each other, notice and understand why you love each other, and to create a life together. You know, you look at the bigger picture. That's what big leaders do in general. But you look at the bigger picture of everything, the scheme of things. You know, you bring up those good memories and you use it. You use it to go forward. And if you feel you don't have enough good memories, you start creating those memories. And one thing is important also, you don't talk about it with other people. Some people, you know, in some social circles, they brag about their relationship in a public way. That's not a healthy thing to do. There's nothing unhealthy about sharing the positive things about your relationship, but you have to be careful with that. Some things are not meant to be made public. There's an inyan of tznius here and the inyan of not bragging about your relationship, and you have to be very careful about that. Another aside in this is not to use old memories as a weapon. Sarcastic comments, you know, you want to change the world, you can't even change sheets right, you know, or something like that. Very hurtful comments, counterproductive comments. You know, or that I fell in love with you because you used to be passionate about things and you did amazing things and now you're boring and now you just want to stay home and, you know, it's all counterproductive to do that. Behaviors don't change because of these hurtful comments. And just because their behaviors change that way doesn't mean that's the essence of who they are. It just means it needs to be awakened, and it gets awakened with love and compassion and understanding, not by bashing or by criticizing. So it's very important. Ask yourself, do I know why I fell in love with you in the first place? What reminds you why I love you? What made you fall in love with me? What are the favorite ways to show each other how we love each other? And so on and so forth. So that is really the idea. Technology is a major problem. The social media, the texting instead of talking, all of those things create problems. The way they contact each other that way, you know, it takes away some of the personal, a lot of the personal connection. So that's a very important thing to work through that. Also, don't feel that in order to have a healthy relationship, you don't disagree. Of course you could disagree. You can't say always, if they loved me, they would agree with me. Or they would do exactly this or that. Or sometimes you say, I'm not able to show up for you because I need you to take the first step. You want the other person to do this. Or you basically fundamentally have this concept, if only if you change, will I change. Not realizing, like we said very often, that when you change, you influence the other person to change. Sometimes you have this misconception that you know each other as well as you think you do, or that you could read each other's minds, which is totally false. No matter how long you're married, and no matter how perceptive you are, you cannot read the other person's thoughts. Very often people are married for 10, 20, 30 years with one another, and they really don't know the essence of who each other is. There has to be a curiosity and a freshness to their relationship. So what are important things to do for a couple to do in order to keep their relationship healthy is that they work together about on their differences instead of avoiding them. Not being afraid to bring up topics, but do it in a very healthy, normal way. If couples grown apart, not to fall into a yush, but work together with each other. Even dance with each other privately, you know, in your private setting. Whatever you need to do in order to enhance the relationship, to put more fun into the relationship, to realize the beauty of the relationship. So we'll be messiahing this shir by going towards a main nakuda on a deep hashkafic level of what we said, that they don't forget the beautiful qualities that they once possessed. What I will say is, it's very likely, no matter what, even if you do see a lot of good qualities in your wife, in your husband, what you need to realize, what is very, very important to realize, that the neshama has a lot of hidden, beautiful things in there that could be brought out, that is brought out, and could be brought out by your spouse, by yourself too, by yourself through getting close to Hashem and davening and working on your midos. But you could bring this out by influence on to your spouse as well. If you're done with kafschus and you see the tzelem elikim in your spouse and you see their great value, we don't realize any neshama. This is true with all of Klal Yisrael overall, how every neshama is beautiful. There is really no such thing as a defect be'etzem. Even if someone's coming, has a certain disability, whatever it is, in reality, there's the essence of the person that is whole and complete. And the shame of defect is really a false shame that just comes into our character and in our psyche in this world. We're small-minded about it. But if you look deep, you will see the beauty and quality of every human being, including your spouse. The idea of that there's an intrinsic worth there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the person, placed in every neshama. So Hashem doesn't take your spouse's neshama lightly. Hashem, who created your spouse's neshama, takes it with a great amount of reverence, respect, kedusha, beauty, unlimited potential. This beyond whatever disfigurement there may be, beyond whatever perceived external drawback there may be, there is a tremendous beauty. There's a tremendous essence of goodness there. And that is what the focus of this particular habit is, to see that beauty, to see that goodness, to see that inherent value and beautiful things that is there, that is truly there and may be hidden now. And by the proper behavior and accepting on yourself that responsibility to build on it, you bring it out. You will have the siyata shmai to bring it out in your spouse. And the Shekhinah comes down and is with you. And you have a beautiful, beautiful marriage as a result. Bracha v'atzlacha.